I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome back, evolutionaries. If you've listened to this podcast the last couple of months, you have heard some episodes that I did that were explorations of an episode on Star Trek The Next Generation. And yes, I'm a Trekkie. I've watched various series of Star Trek for much of my life, and I find in it some really, really intriguing themes and visions for our future. Today I want to, I'm going to offer up another Trekkie episode that I find really helpful. And actually, it's not a single episode, but it's a factor in some of the later Star Trek series. And that is some of the Star Trek ships. One of the things that they have on these starships is a holodeck, what they call a holodeck. And they use these holodecks. What they are is they're big rooms that are, they can project computer simulations. They can project into 3D forms things that have been programmed as a computer program. So they can run these holodeck programs and have this virtual experience. It's a virtual reality. And have this virtual experience. And so they can be on the starship, say Enterprise, and take a vacation in the Bahamas, even though they're, thousands of light years away. So they have these holodecks, and they can program them for just anything that they want. I mean, they can create a holodeck simulation for anything that they want. And when you come into the holodeck, you actually are in that place. I mean, everything has been recreated down to the last detail, and there can be characters on the holodeck that are, I mean, they seem sentient. Of course, they're just computer programs, but they interact. They can serve you beverages. They can, give you a massage or sing to you or whatever. And then they also use the holodeck for sometimes as a scientific lab. If there's some problem they need to work out, they'll write a computer program for a lab, and they'll go in and they'll work in that holodeck lab until they solve their problem. So these holodecks actually are very useful and very fun. Now, there's something on the holodeck called the safety protocols. And what that means is if you're running a program where, say, it takes place in the Wild West, and yes, they've had some of those, there's saloons with, the gunslinger around, and he's got his revolver in his holster, and he gets irate, and he pulls it out, and he shoots somebody. Well, the safety protocols are such that nobody can be injured by the gunfire on a holodeck. So the safety protocols, the default setting of the safety protocols is that they are on. So you can go on the holodeck, you can have all kinds of, extreme sports experiences or whatever, but the safety protocols are on, so it's okay. So why do I want to talk to you about the holodeck and the safety protocols? The reason I want to talk about it is this. When we are operating out of an orientation of separateness, which if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I refer to as egoic consciousness. When we live out of that orientation of separateness, we are inhabiting a virtual reality. The world that we perceive around us is something like a holographic image of our own projection. And underneath all of that, that computer program, underneath that virtual reality, there is reality with a capital R, as I spell it, which is the reality of oneness. And that is the reality where all there is love. It is the reality in which There is nothing like death. Death doesn't exist. Separateness doesn't exist. Cruelty doesn't exist. None of those things that one would find in the world of separateness exist in ultimate reality. And so we are on this kind of a holodeck world, playing out our little lives as though this holodeck imagery were real. But all it is a simulation of our own consciousness. And in this simulation, it can seem that we experience attack and that we experience death and loss. But in ultimate reality, when you step off of this holodeck, you know, the ship is going on as it always has. It's not affected by what's happening in the holodeck. And so we play these roles in these virtual reality lives, and we experience all of these things. But in ultimate reality, the safety protocols are always on, because we can't be destroyed. That's the nature of our essence, that our essence can't be destroyed. And so in ultimate reality, the safety protocols are always on. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I, in my life, served as a pastor and in the Christian church. And there's a passage, if you're familiar with the New Testament, there's a passage in Romans where Paul talks about how I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from love. So we live these holodeck lives pretending that we are separate from love, and pretending that there are things that can happen on this holodeck that can sever that connection with love. That things can happen to us, or we can do things that imperil that connection with love. But it's simply not possible, because ultimate reality is not what's happening on our holodeck in this illusionary life and constructed projection of the egoic mind. Nothing in ultimate reality is compromised or violated or injured in any way by what happens on the holodeck. And so I wanted to share that image with you because it's helpful to remember that, yes, on this planet right now, we are witnessing a lot of fear. We are witnessing a lot of hostility. We are witnessing this eruption of this egoic behavior and belief, and it's out of fear because we are moving into, you know, a world that we can't yet foresee because we haven't ever been there yet. We're leaving one era and moving into another, and we don't know what the future holds, and that always evokes fear. So we're in this moment where we are seeing this eruption of hostility and separateness and attack and all of that, but that is simply the projection of the egoic mind. That is simply the holodeck program playing out. And so for us to be on this holodeck, if you will, to be on this planet as this illusion plays itself out, but to be here knowing that it's an illusion, and knowing that in ultimate reality we are all one, we are all safe, we are all beautiful, we are all whole, we are all holy. So I just want to leave you with this, that you know that in ultimate reality, in your essence, and in the truth of who you are, the safety protocols are always on, and there is nothing that can separate you from the truth of love. And until next week, I bid you peace.